Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear friends all over the world. Thank you so much for tuning in again for your show, A Spiritual Engineering Radio, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. My name is Patricia Strausser. So happy to be with you today.
And I'm Tom Strausser, the co-host, and very glad to be here. It's a nice morning here in Littleton, Colorado. It's a little cloudy, but we're expecting the sun to break through, just like we do in our lives sometimes, a little cloudy, a little slow, and then hopefully it will perk up. That's kind of where I am this morning. I need another cup of coffee.
That's life, Tom. Sometimes it rains, but we really need this rain. We've been having a lot of rain lately, and we have all those beautiful flowers coming, and it's really a nice sight to see so much spring and color in beautiful Colorado. My name is Patricia Strausser. I am a counselor, a teacher. Also, I have a degree in psychology, and for the last 20 years, I've been working with children and families to empower them and to help them find solutions to build a stronger families.
And as I said, I'm Tom, and I am an engineer. I have a degree in chemical engineering, a master's degree in psychology. I still work as a petroleum engineer and work all over the world and developed a spiritual engineering program over the last 30 years. That uses science, psychology, and that personal spirituality to find real answers, real solutions, solutions that actually work to change your life. We'll have a chance this afternoon, this morning, to call in and let everybody talk with us. We'll have a chat line open. It's on Cosmic Citizen Radio on the Internet. So give us a call, and we would love to speak with you or to chat with you.
And, Tom, I am so excited about the guest that we have this morning. Her name is Bora Chia, and she is an empathic psychotherapist who believes everyone is valuable and deserves to express their true self. Isn't that beautiful? Giving them freedom to live a joyful and meaningful life. Bora Chia enjoys time in nature, fun with friends, and raising her two boys. In fact, I mean, those boys are so precious. And if you are wondering what empathic means, it means that she's able to connect with your deep feelings. And let me tell you, this is a really a skill that is developed through life. Not too many people have that skill, to be being able to tap into your emotions, to being able to tap into what you're feeling in a specific time, and more than that, to being able to verbalize and to talk about it. So she has that great quality, Bora Chia, and she will be with us today talking about a fascinating topic, entropy. Entropy.
That's what we're going to be discussing today. This is the second law of thermodynamics and how entropy applies to our life. Because that's what spiritual engineering does. It takes physical laws, things from science, engineering, physics, and applies these universal laws to our life. You know, this started with the idea that if we keep doing the same thing over and over, we'll keep getting the same results. That's very simple, and we hear people say that's one form of insanity, that's exactly what it is. But what it also is, it's another form, a derivation of Newton's first law of physics, which says that an object in motion will keep going the same direction and end up in where it was headed unless an outside force is applied. In other words, the only way to change your life is to actually make changes. As long as we keep doing what we're doing, we are going to keep getting what we've been getting and keep feeling the way we're feeling. So if we want changes in our life, we have to make changes. And today we'll be talking about entropy, the second law of thermodynamics that says everything in the universe, everything from the everything we look out and we see the stars, everything that we have, every physical system in the universe heads from order to disorder. If left alone and left on its own power, it will deteriorate. It will go from a state of order to a state of disorder. And oh my gosh, that sounds complicated, but it's not, because it really applies to our own personal relationships and feelings, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, is looking how spiritual engineering, this new science, applies these physical laws to our relationships and our feelings.
And one of the most fascinating things about spiritual engineering is that not only takes this so complex, natural, physical laws, but also applies to emotions, to relationships, to the way that we relate to ourselves, and to find that spiritual power that lives inside each one of us. And spiritual engineering also introduces an incredible new model, the 21st century model for relationships. And this is like building a house. We build a foundation, then we put the roofs, the walls, and finally we put the roof. And that's the same model analogy that applies to relationships.
That's right, honey. And it's one of those things, again, it's not any rocket science or complex theories or anything like that. It's a very practical, simple way of looking at things so that we can understand them and make them actually work. And this idea of building relationships is just so important, because it's pretty obvious when we look at it that what we're doing is not working. We keep going over these statistics, but they're so important. If you're out there having a relationship, whatever relationship it is, marriage is our premier relationship. It's the one we spend the most time, effort, energy, money, everything on.
That's
and
right.
We know that's not working too well.
It's not working. And that's what spiritual engineering comes in with, a very logical, step-by-step process to remind many of us things that we already know. It's kind of putting the things organized and to introduce new concepts for people who do not have the fortune or have not been exposed to this kind of sequential, logical way of thinking. So we have a fascinating show today, Entropy, and we have an incredible person, Borachia, and all of this is possible thanks to Cosmic Citizen. This show is being sponsored by this incredible Blog Talk Radio, and we want to give thanks to them, and we are very grateful for the opportunity to connect with you all under the banner of Cosmic Citizen. So here we are, spiritual engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships.
And I need to mention one thing about spiritual engineering, and thank you for bringing that up. They have a blog radio show on at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and they have some fascinating guests. They had one a couple of weeks ago, a man from India,
uh-huh,
who has given up his whole life, and he's working on feeding the poor of India in Bangalore, India. And it's just so they talk to a lot of different people around the world, get a lot of different ideas to make you think and to realize that this spiritual
approach
really works, and there's a lot of different ways of doing it. So we're going to take a few second break, and then we will be right back and start our discussion on entropy.
And that seems like a very nebulous, law of physics. And it might be, but let's see if we can make some sense for you guys. So entropy, let's take a very familiar case. You fall in love, they prepare for their marriage, they set a wedding day, they are happily engaged. They get married. When they are in front of the priest or the judge or whoever, they are looking at each other, And the last thing in their mind is, we're going to get married, we're going to have two children, and we're going to get divorced. People are not having those thoughts when they're getting married. And then after 2, 3, 4 years or whatever the time may be, they start to feeling that they can't even look at each other. The relationship is deteriorating. So this is a typical case, and what is happening there, Tom?
Well, it's one of those things, as you said, and people get married. And marriage, and whether you're married or not, or whether you want to be married or not, we have to recognize that this is the relationship that we spend a lot of time, energy, effort, money. We make a heavy investment in this. And this is failing at a terrible rate. 48% first-time marriages fail, 67% second marriages, and 73% third marriages. This is really a terrible thing, the way that our best relationship, our premier relationship, has such a high failure rate. And the thing is, Patty, if it fails, this is the best one.
Imagine.
Look where that puts the rest of our relationships.
Imagine that.
And that's why if we can learn how to do this and figure out what's wrong with this one, then other relationships will definitely improve. And what happens is there's a number of things. It's not just one thing responsible for all this.
So what you're saying is it started really good and then it deteriorated. Now, Tom, you are the scientist man here. So define for us in a very clear, specific terms, what is entropy?
Entropy comes from the second law of thermodynamics. And,
oh.
and it sounds a little complicated, but it's not. We're going to bring it right down to very simple, straightforward terms.
Right.
Entropy, the second law, which describes entropy, says that everything in the universe, everything out there, the stars, whether you're looking at this planet, whether you're looking at everything that's physical in the universe, heads from a state of order into disorder, from harmony into chaos. So left alone, everything will deteriorate. And the only thing that can keep hold back the effect of entropy, can overcome the effect of entropy, is work. We have to spend energy to overcome entropy. And that means it when you look at this, it sounds, oh, my gosh, okay, this is science. How does this work in our life?
So that will explain why when I clean my desk and it looks very nice and neat, and after a couple of days of working on it, I mean, it's a complete mess again.
Exactly. That's entropy. You go out and wash the car, and all of a sudden, you set the car in the garage. You don't have to do anything. And all of a sudden, you get back out and look, and the car is dirty again. You know, it's amazing, but this is what happens. You put a piece of metal outside,
right,
and it rusts. It deteriorates. That's entropy. You stop watching what you eat. Stop exercising. Look what happens to your body. That's entropy.
Entropy, and I figure Mrs. or Mr. Entropy will come between a couple that is madly in love, and it will create a mess between them. How can we explain that?
Well, because, again, everything, we can have a good relationship, things be going good, then if we don't work at it, if we don't spend energy on it, then it will deteriorate. We cannot have, that thing will not stay where it is. If we go through and we have this relationship with a person and everything's going good, if we just leave it be, it won't stay good. It won't stay satisfactory. It will slide backwards. It will deteriorate.
So what we're saying is people, they, we get married and we will stop doing certain things. The very few things, the very important things that we did in the beginning when we were dating, when we were in the process of courtship, we stopped doing those things like taking time to go out, taking time to enjoy, taking time to listen to the needs of the partner, planning for the future, giving the person the priority and the importance that it really has in our life. Also taking the time to process, to understand where this person is coming from. It's kind of we start taking our partner for granted, don't we?
We do. We start to, and that's exactly right. And it's not that we consciously do this.
No.
One of the things that we work at and look at, spend a lot of time on in spiritual engineering in the process of improving and healing, is that we make a lot of unconscious decisions. We fall into these patterns of life. And we don't mean to do anything wrong or anything. We
no.
just fall into a pattern. And we don't make the decision. A lot of times, I've used an example last night, that we get angry. All of a sudden, we find ourselves angry with our partner or with somebody. We don't make the choice to be angry. We just end up feeling that way. It's an emotional response that is a habit. It's become an ingrained pattern, and we do it automatically. We don't stop and think about it. And we do the same thing in this partnership, mm-hmm. in this relationship. We, as you said, take people for granted. We don't choose to do this. We just slide into it and get into a habit, into a pattern that basically contributes to entropy.
We get used to our partners. We get used to the things, and we take even life. We take even life for granted. And we don't put enough effort and energy to continue building on the relationship. And many so often we have seen couples that one of them embark in a spiritual journey and the other one is left behind. And after a while, this relationship deteriorates. Or on the contrary, one of them go to school and start preparing, getting a career, getting ahead, and the other partner is left behind. So one of them is self-actualizing, one of them is moving forward, but the other partner is left behind. And this entropy will eventually will catch up with that one, and it will become in between the relationship. So that's why it's so important. And when we have a partner, not only to take care of this partner and contribute to this partner's happiness, but also to contribute to our partner's own self-development, allow that space and that allow that process to happen so we can kind of grow together.
No, that's a great point. And it's not, I am not responsible for my partner's growth or for anybody in any relationship. But I am responsible to give them the freedom to grow. And that's a very good point. And the thing is that this fact of entropy, mm-hmm. it affects us, and as we've talked before, we live in three life arenas, physical, mental, and spiritual. We have three resources, physical, mental, and spiritual. Each one of these has an energy, a force that can contribute to our life. And entropy can affect any one of those life arenas. As you were saying, if I sit there and I one of the biggest words we've come up with that really affects, that describes entropy and what our culture is a couch potato. Have you ever heard that? I mean, you know, if somebody's a couch potato or they watch TV all the time, that is entropy. That they are not, it is a lack of work. It is the fact that these people, instead of entering into that relationship and working on that relationship,
right.
And I don't mean you go out and work like you do in the garden. I mean that you spend time, like you were saying, Patty, you let that other person know their value.
Right.
You have an interest in their life. If you have children and you make a commitment to be at their ball game, you better be at their ball game. You know, but it's things like this that we have to learn, that it takes work, it takes effort to move anything forward in life, not just to move it forward, but to keep the status quo.
And also other people, they get married and they go to work to make money, to build the house, all the material things. And in the process, they forget about their partner.
Oh,
they
yes.
forget to build the partnership. And eventually what happens, yes, they may have, and we know a lot of people like that, they have incredible lives, they live in beautiful houses, their children go to their most exclusive schools, but what is happening in the relationship, the initial connection is being lost. These people don't talk to each other. They go to social events because they cannot socialize between themselves. They need other people to socialize together. And that is another example how entropy can take over a relationship. But also entropy applies to emotions,
mm-hmm.
to emotions. So how can we develop, how can we bring this concept of how entropy applies to our emotions?
Well, again, if we leave it alone, it will get worse, not better. It will deteriorate. So if we have a problem with anger, and anger is just a good example. If we have a problem with anger, if we don't do something about it, it will get worse. It won't stay the same. Not only the repeatability of anger, the fact
uh-huh.
that we keep getting angry, but just look at any point where we get angry, when we get upset, if we don't do something about it, if we don't apply energy, that problem will deteriorate. Our state of mind will deteriorate, will get worse. It won't get better. And there's another part, and we'll have to talk about this later, and I need to mention this. There's two things that really affect us in terms of the scientific process here on these feelings and relationships. Well, there's more than two, but two main ones. This entropy is one, that if we don't work on something, it will deteriorate. But the second thing is, how do we make sure the energy we expend, if we decide to work, gets the results we want? And it's called energy efficiency. And we're going to talk about that on another show. But it's not just working. It's how you work and get the results that you want. So if you have a problem with anger, it's not just that you work and put energy out on this to try to solve it. It's that you actually have a process that gets the results you want and brings you to a solution. And so these feelings, whether it's anger, worry, guilt, low self-esteem, all those are impacted and directly affected by entropy.
I would like to bring at this point something very common in families, and as I mentioned before, I work with families a lot, and it's the factor of discipline. Discipline, how we discipline our children. Usually we have children who misbehave. And the point is, children need discipline. Children need to be told not, because that's the only way that they build boundaries between them and the world. And what very often happens is, we as parents, we get busy with our daily lives, we get busy with our work, and we kind of slack off a little bit, letting the children run the show, doing whatever they wanted to do. And over time, these behaviors deteriorate. What I mean by that is that they become more and more ingrained in our children. And instead of throwing a big tantrum, this child will eventually stand in front of you, and they're going to say, no, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to follow the curfew. I'm going to do whatever I want because I have rights. I can do those things. So if we left alone these behaviors in children, eventually they will deteriorate and they will become severe behavioral problems, and actually they're going to create bigger and bigger turmoil in not only in our family but in our relationship with our children. So this is another clear and classic example how entropy can become a major obstacle in a relationship, a family relationship. So we see 2 or 3 year olds throwing tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
So if that tantrum is not stopped by the parent, it will become a pattern in the child. And not only that, we will have children throwing tantrums in the stores because they don't get the toy they want, or in McDonald's because they don't get the Happy Meal they want. So before an emotion gets so out of control, we need not only to step in the life of the children and bring them into that place of calmness, but also in ourselves before, let's say, a disturbance become a full rage. We got to come to that place of center within, and we got to stop. We got to take a break for our partner. We got to take a break for ourselves so we can go to that center within, and we can regain that center of control, that feeling of calmness that will stop that entropy or for that emotion to become a full rage episode.
Yeah, and that's what I say. I bring things back. I'm a outdoor guy and spend a lot of time in the outdoors and on the practical side of life. And the way I put that is, a campfire is much easier to extinguish than a blazing forest fire.
That is so true.
It's just so simple. It's much easier to handle a small fire, if you want to put it out, than it is a blaze. And the same way with our feelings, the same way with what you're saying about entropy with relationships, it's much easier to handle this and find a solution when they're small than when they get to rage and where they can consume us. I mean, it's just something that we learn, and it's part of the practice of the spiritual engineering program, that we learn to handle these things when they first flare up, whether it's a situation
right.
with mm-hmm. in the family, whether it's a personal feeling or a problem, whatever it is, they're always best handled. And that's one thing. And the second thing that you mentioned I've got to comment on is that we it takes energy. It takes energy to do all this. But one of the things we've learned is there's a thing called preventive maintenance, that if we spend our energy on preventive maintenance, then the problem doesn't generally occur. It's just like the oil change in the car. You take care of the oil change on a routine basis, that's preventive maintenance. You don't blow the engine in the car. You don't wait until the light comes on and then think you've got a problem. It's much easier to handle on a day-to-day basis and do it, like you said, discipline. Do it with discipline. But our energy and our feelings and our relationships and all this, if we can use that energy as a preventive maintenance, it really eliminates and minimizes the problems come up. It doesn't mean they don't come up. It doesn't mean that when I learn to do this and practice this, I don't get angry. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that when I do get angry, it doesn't last as long. The depth and the frequency are much less and impact my life much less than they did without these tools.
Honey, you will allow me, I would like to share with our audience the way that we deal with this entropy. And you know, my husband and I, we building, and we can say we have a happy, rewarding, almost extraordinary relationships. But we're still human, and we still have to deal with all these emotions. And sometimes we get upset with each other, we not be in the right place, and we may have that tendency to snap at each other, to be very short. But we have learned that when that situation happens, we say, you know what, this conversation is going nowhere. I need a break. I need a break. I don't want to look at you. I am so mad that I'm afraid that I may say something that is going to hurt you. So, and this is what we do. We take breaks from each other, generally not too long because, I mean, we just love each other a lot. So we go, and the way that I deal and I bring myself to center is I pray and I say, you know, maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's going through a lot of stress. And we come back to each other and we say, I love you because. And usually we pray, and after we pray, boy, you really start looking better.
That's right, and that's the thing. It's an adult timeout. That's what it is. And it works. It works. One of the things that I gave Patty quite a few years ago was this coupon. She just kind of mentioned it, that I gave her the right, because I still get upset at times, and a lot of times it's over small things, nothing major. And I gave her this coupon. It's called the Attitude Adjustment Coupon, that gives her the right to, and the coupon actually says that I realize that sometimes I may be slightly wrong. I might be in error. And this gives her the right to make me sit down and be quiet for 5 minutes, to try to pray, and then to realize how much she loves me, even though I might be a little bit upset, and consider the possibility I might be a little bit wrong. But then we start the conversation with, and this is a key part, I love you because, and each one of us has to say three reasons why we love the other person before we're allowed to talk about anything else. And it's cute, but that's what it does. It's an adult timeout. It's not only just a timeout. It's not only just taking the time, it's what you do with the time.
Believe me, sometimes I don't want to say, I don't want to admit it, why I love you, and I have to say, I love you because, until finally, the commitment that we have to each other to make this relationship work, and that's what we mean by work, making the effort to take a different action, because it will be easier just to be upset, you know, and, oh, he's wrong, I'm right. But when we take that honest look at ourselves and say, what is my part? What is it that I'm doing that is wrong in this relationship? That requires effort. And when we come back together, we may not be still feel very good about each other, but when we say, I love you because, we are applying energy that is going to stop that entropy for deteriorating our relationship and also our emotions further.
Yes, and we have to, again, a lot of times the work is not the type of work we're talking that stops entropy. It's not the type going out physical labor, but it is taking a conscious effort to spend some energy on a solution and a solution that works. And that's what we work with in spiritual engineering, actual solutions that actually work, that actually produce the results, not theory, not some idea or something that's very nebulous, very specific, concrete things that we can do that actually get the results we want. This little attitude adjustment coupon, this adult timeout, is a great example, because when we get into that contention with each other, we do in every relationship, when we get into that feeling of conflict, it's generally because each one of us is coming from a place that is self-driven. It's a self, we're being selfish, self-centered, we're looking at what we want for ourselves, our feelings are easily hurt, we get up tired. It makes us more vulnerable to these feelings. We don't have time for ourselves. We feel stressed and overwhelmed. It makes us more vulnerable to these feelings. So we learn to recognize these and apply the right tool for the right thing. And it's amazing how much easier life gets and how much more enjoyable.
How fascinating topic this has been, entropy. Everything in the universe goes from order to chaos if it's left alone. And this applies to our relationships, applies to our health, applies to our business, applies to our emotions. It has multiple applications. Interesting, fascinating. Stay with us, because Mora Chia is coming up and we will have another take on this entropy. Thank you for listening. This is a Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness, extraordinary relations. We soon will be right back.
Waiting for Mora Chia to call, and I want to give you our call-in number right now so that in a few moments you'll be able to call in. That number is 646-716-8158. 646-716-8158, and we are on the chat line if you want to chat at Cosmic Citizen Log Radio. Just go on your internet and look for Cosmic Citizen. Click on. You may have to register for Blog Talk Radio if you've never registered before. It's just an email address, very quick registration, and we can start chatting with you. And now we're going to hear from a former guest of ours, one of our good friends, Eugene Ebner, a song of his. We're going to play a few seconds from clips from his song, That You Are My Angel. It's an absolutely beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
That he recorded and wrote himself, and it's got a great message.
And thank you again to Cosmic Citizen for allowing us the opportunity to connect with you on Spiritual Engineering. While we wait for the song, I just want to remind you all that you can call. We have a chat line. Enjoy it.
You are my angel. Why?
And you want to hear more about Eugene. He's an extraordinary young man. And he has a website, EugeneEbner.com. He is producing and is writing beautiful, beautiful music. And we are so happy to support Eugene. And if there's anyone out there who has beautiful music and would like to broadcast their music to this show, Spiritual Engineering Blog Radio Show, so please get in contact with us. You can visit us also at www.spiritual-engineering.com. You can send us an email, any questions or concerns that you may have. You can communicate with us through the week. And then we will have a section towards the end of this show when we will answer those questions, those concerns, and we will share with you all these techniques and tools that we have developed throughout the years called spiritual engineering. And spiritual engineering is the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. It's a scientific approach to spirituality, to our emotions, to our feelings.
Yes, and we are also, and I have to mention, Patricia has a show in Spanish this evening at 6 o'clock this evening that broadcasts from Cosmic Citizen. And any Spanish listeners, it would be great because she really likes to feature Spanish artists and people who
are making a difference. The title of the show is Ciudadanos del Universo. It's like Cosmic Citizen, Ciudadanos del Universo, Unidos, united for a world of light and life. Unidos por un mundo de luz, light, and vida, life. So we want to also bring artists. We wanted to bring any person that is making a difference, a contribution. And it doesn't have to be a celebrity or anyone like that. Each one of us are celebrities on our own right. Each one of us have a gift, a divine gift, a purpose in life to share with humanity, to build humanity. And that is one of the purposes of this show, to broadcast these people who are making a difference in the world. So if you know about someone or want to share this information, someone who speaks Spanish, will be alive today, 6 o'clock on Ciudadanos del Universo.
Well, that's great. And we're doing this because we really think that this spiritual engineering has a chance to help people and bring people together, because this transcends faith or belief.
Right.
And the thing is that we talk and we do our workshops. It's great if you have a spiritual path, but with this spiritual engineering, you don't even have to believe in God.
No. And that is a very interesting point, because many people say, well, I don't believe in God. I really don't care. It is something I cannot see the effects. I mean, that's nothing. I believe what I see. And really, we already believe in a lot of invisible powers, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, again, back to what we do. We use this. We believe in electricity. And we cannot see electricity. We see what it does to the stove, how it turns on the light, how it turns the fan. We can feel the power of electricity, but we may not believe in electricity. It doesn't make a bit of difference if we don't believe. It's that if we take the action, we don't have to understand how the electricity is generated, how it gets out there and gets back down behind the walls or anything. We just have to learn to tap into that energy, to access that energy, and let it do what it is intended to do. And that's the same thing with the spiritual power that we have inside of us, this power that some of us call God or higher power or great spirit, whatever we want to call it. But we can learn to tap into that power, tap into it, and let it change our life. So our belief, and that's one thing that we have that's a little bit different, is that I say that it doesn't make any difference whether you believe or not. It's whether you take the action. And see, a religion, and I'm not against organized religion. They have done some great things.
Yes.
They really have. But
yes.
A religion generally tells you, well, here's what you should believe. And then you believe this, and then you take the action and have faith. You have faith and then take the action. And we approach it a little differently. We tell you, we don't care what you believe. You follow these procedures, this process. You take the action. Then you find out the results. You see the results in your life. Then you develop your belief based on those results. And that's the difference, is that here we are focused on action and results, and then each person can develop that belief and learn to have their own belief and expand it the way they want to.
And I was remember last night we were doing a workshop, and it was so fascinating when I was explaining to this incredible group of people how electricity works. And we turned the lights down, and everything was in darkness, and still we have electricity running behind the walls. It was that kind of potential energy
mm-hmm.
there. It needed to be activated, and all that it requires, I don't need to know how the light is produced, how energy is produced, how it comes from the towers and goes into the transmission cables. I don't need to understand that, how electricity works to benefit from its power. The same way, I don't need to understand how this invisible higher power works. All that I need to do is to consent, to say yes, to say, yes, I want to build a relationship. I want to know you. Show your face to me. Help me to feel you. Take control. Help me to improve my life. That's the only action that I need to do, and I need to actually follow a discipline, do the maintenance to have that connection with this invisible higher power. It's actually a type of energy.
Oh, it is, definitely. And that's one of the things that we call it God, but one of the facets of God, God has personality. He has so many different facets, but one is, and it's very important, is energy, raw power, the power to change our life.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do in this spiritual relationship, what we learn to do, this is a relationship. It takes time. It takes communication. So when we want to access this new energy, this new power in our life, it does take time and energy we spend some effort on it, but we build that relationship, we communicate, we listen,
right.
We actually listen. That's part of communication. We learn to listen, and then we start getting results. We see how we're not as upset as we used to be. The things we don't yell at the children as much as we do, but the things that we are asking for, we start to see results when we learn how to pray effectively. We actually base this prayer and base our belief on the results we see in our life. And the results are inevitable. If we learn to focus and use this energy that we have within us, we actually always get the results. The results aren't what we want or what we think should be out there in the world. The results are changes in us, transformations in us, and how we see the world and how we react to other people. But they are inevitable, and they are delivered. They are verifiable, and they are changes in our life. So these are what we look at and what we can see, and it changes everything about our life.
And this process, which is based on repeatable results, it is what defines spiritual engineering as the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. Because we start with the premise that you don't need to believe anything. When you have, if you are a scientist, let's say, and you want to find a cure for a disease, you don't have any preconceived ideas. All that you have is curiosity. You have a question, you have a hypothesis, and then you start gathering information. And then you develop a process with that information, a process, and then you implement this process, you obtain some results, and then you go into validation of those results to repeat those results, which it will prove that your hypothesis is true. The same process applies to spiritual engineering. And we have a very interesting hypothesis about people, the people who are the happiest. What happened to those individuals, Tom?
That's right, because the people who have the extraordinary life, the best life, the highest quality life, the people who have that peace of mind, serenity, no matter what is happening around them, those people have learned to tap into this inner spiritual power. They have experienced a spiritual transformation that changes their entire life. And the thing is, everybody has this power. Everybody has this energy. It's just how we tap into it. And so the hypothesis is that people who know a practical spiritual life have a life that is free from anger, worry, and all the miseries that a lot of people share in life. We know when I first started this, I ran into a psychologist named Abraham Maslow and Carl Jung, a lot of their work. And these people had studied. They had restudied and reported on these groups of people who had been able to have this experience. William James, the father of American psychology, the 12-step programs, Alcoholics Anonymous, these are tremendous changes in people's life, and it's all because of a spiritual transformation.
And the process was the same. They found this, only 1% of people, right? They found these people who they had problems, they had tribulations, they suffer from major emotional catastrophes. They experienced that sad, that pain, and then they were able to find a spiritual power. And as a result of transforming, of connecting with that spiritual power, the life was changed. They find their new purpose. They find a new direction. And they were able to go through those tribulations, through that pain, with poise, with serenity, and with peace of mind. They have a problem. They find a power, and their lives change. Very common, three repeatable steps in the same process of the transformational process.
That's right, and it happened, as I said, William James started reporting on these people in his Edinburgh lectures in the 1902 and 1903, way back then. And he discovered these people, and he called them twice-born.
Twice-born.
Twice-born people. And then he talked about how they had went through this and all of a sudden transformed and had a totally different life. And he reported case studies of these. Carl Jung reported the same thing. Abraham Maslow, and like you said, Maslow, at the end of his career, even after studying all these people, came to the conclusion that less than 1% of the people ever learned to live this way. 1%, that's terrible.
So we mean, how many people are in the world?
Oh, I don't know, 6 billion or something like that.
6 billion. But so how many people out of those 6 billion make 1%?
Not nearly as many as there should be. The thing is...
6,000?
No, not nearly, but the 1 out of 100 is all that, according to Maslow. And I've been doing this for 30 years, and I think that is probably a high estimate. You know, it's probably the people I've worked with and everything. And you look at the change that is possible, it's just... It's amazing, the change in my life, the change in people's life who have done this. When I worked with 12-step programs, Alcoholics Anonymous, and different programs, that the people who change in these programs, the change is amazing. They can come in with terrible addictions, their life racked and ruined by addiction, and lost the family, lost the business, lost all the self-respect, be down and out. And all of a sudden, they experience this spiritual transformation. Their life starts changing. their attitude starts changing. Everything changes. The people who were hopeless prior to this now become standing upright members of society, enjoying some tremendous benefits. And it happens over and over and over. It's very repeatable. And it's not just with people with addictions. It happens with people who are suffering from depression, suffering from anger, from loss of self-mastery. They can't control their emotions. It happens with all these people, the same results. So it's the process, action, and results. That's what we're looking at.
Process, action, and results. And I would like to ask you, each one of you who are listening to us, and we want to thank you for believing in what we're doing, ask yourself, I am a place in my life when I feel stuck, when my life is not working. Do I feel like I'm not going anywhere? Do I look around and I see my relationships are not working, I'm not happy with my physical appearance, I'm not happy with my house? So do you have that question? If you have that question, maybe, perhaps, consider that you are in that place of entropy. That entropy is to you. So take an action today to change your life. We'll be right back. And here we are, Tom and Patricia Hauser with your show, Blog Talk Radio, Spiritual Engineering, the New Science for Happiness and Extraordinary Relationships. Happiness is your birthright. You don't need to be unhappy. You didn't come to this life to suffer. Even though life is difficult, life is not easy, life is not fair. But happiness is within your reach. You can be happy, dear friend. You can tap into that infinite power that exists inside of you. You can consent to that power to change, to transform your life, and you can learn to build extraordinary relationships based on this natural order of things. It's like building a house. You put the foundation. This foundation is your spiritual relationship. Then you build the walls. The walls are a healthy, loving relationship with yourself. Treat yourself with the utmost respect, dignity. Give yourself that place that you deserve. Love yourself. And finally, build extraordinary relationships with your spouse. Give your spouse, your significant other, the place that they deserve. Don't take them for granted. Give them love. Take care of them. Spend time with them, with your children. Keep your word. And finally, find something, your purpose. Find service in your communities. Do something that it will empower you to make a difference in the world. That's how we build extraordinary relationships. And that's how spiritual engineering is contributing to change humanity one person at a time.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I'd like to mention, Patricia had mentioned our website, spiritual-engineering.com. Also like to mention, I send out a daily thought every day from Spiritual Engineering, from the CD of I Believe or some of the things that we've written. Just a short reminder of how, you know, to think today. And I want to share a few of those with you. You can sign up and get on that. It comes into, a lot of people get them on their iPhones or get them and their email. But just a real short thought to help us see how we're thinking today.
And sometimes they say, oh, I just love the thought today. You know, I was feeling down. And then just have this positive thought. it just makes a difference in their day.
It does, and I want to share a few of those I sent out so you have an idea, and then talk about one of them to give you something to think about this week. And one of the things that you mentioned is what our mind, and that's
yes.
one of the things that spiritual engineering focuses on. Our mind determines our quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And our mind is responsive to spiritual leadings, and that's where we have our mind being our best friend instead of our worst enemy.
Right.
When our mind is spiritually led, then it can be a tremendous asset. And I spent much of my life with my mind running my life. My mind just thought it had the power to make me.
That's dangerous.
It's dangerous. it's really dangerous. But it's the way I lived. I thought what I thought was the right thing, and that's so dangerous.
And you thought that you always were right.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I wouldn't be thinking if I wasn't right. I mean, but it took me years to realize how dangerous my mind can be to my happiness and peace of mind. It can destroy it. So. These little thoughts, and that's what they are. They're thought changers. They help us to think different. The more difficult it is for me to act lovingly, the spiritual value of that act and the more peace I receive.
Oh, we just got an email. That's very good. Thank you, dear friends. My friend is asking, how can we make our mind to be our best friend? That's an excellent question. Thank you.
Well, that is, we have physical, mental, and spiritual energy within us. And it's when our mind is directed and given purpose by that spiritual part of our life. That spiritual part of our life sets our values. It sets our goals, our purpose in life. It's there for a reason. And when we allow it to perform its function, and its function is to give our mind direction. That's one of its main functions. And so when we learn to tap into that spiritual energy, our mind gives us direction. So I'll give you a few more of these. We've only got a couple minutes. Whenever I'm upset, there's something wrong with me. I have to be responsible for my feelings or forever feel unpeaceful. The one to think about this week is one I sent out a couple weeks ago. Untreated yebbets cause continuing misery, especially if they justify resentment, anger, or other symptoms of self-driven will. Yebbets, you know what they are? Yebbet. Yeah, but I have a right to be angry. Yeah, but you should see what she did. Yeah, but they weren't doing what they should do. Yeah, but it isn't right. Yebbets justify these productive, unproductive, uncomfortable feelings and absolutely prevent all growth. So watch for the yebbets in your life. If I say something, I say, yeah, but, yes, but, I'm already justifying and rationalizing some behavior that may not be correct. I need to look at it. So I have to learn to look at these things. But if you want to sign up for this list, just drop us an email. It's tom@spiritual-engineering.com. That's tom@spiritualengineering.com, spiritual-engineering.com.
And again, we want to thank you all for being here with us, for supporting us in bringing this message, in sharing this message of positive happiness and building extraordinary relationships with the techniques of spiritual engineering. We want to also thank Cosmic Citizen for giving us the opportunity to do this show to connect with each one of y'all.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.